Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Third and goal.
One Kendrick Bourne down here around the red zone.
Slot to the right. Garoppolo's going to fire, and he's going to hit. Ayuk for a touchdown. Brandon Ayuk.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
That is the first of what I'm sure he and we hope to be many receiving touchdowns for Brandon Ayuk. The rookie wide receiver from the San Francisco 49ers is our guest here on Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky as we go into the Niners locker room for our weekly conversation. Brandon Ayuk is presented by Harris Ranch Beef, legendary quality, available at your local Raley's and Nob Hill Foods or shop online at shop.harrisranchbeef.com. And Brandon is brought to us by MB Jesse Painting, your local Bay Area painting contractor for commercial and residential properties. Visit mbjesse.com today. Brandon Ayuk joining us right now here on 95.7 The Game. Brandon, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
We're doing very good. Thank you so much. You know, one of the things about you being drafted by the Niners that we really like is it is where we forged our relationship now with Herm Edwards, who we've had on several times because you came from his program. We were talking to Herm, and then all of a sudden you were the pick, and we went back to Herm, and we've basically fallen in love with the guy because we've been talking to him about you.
Herm's a great guy, so I'm not surprised that you guys feel that way about him as well.
Yeah, he really is something else. He had good things to say about you, by the way. We asked him what type of player you might look like, and here's what he said.
Very dynamic with the ball in his hand, very explosive, very, very competitive. He will contribute early in his career as a player, and he's got great upside, great body control, too, as far as going up catching the football.
I tell you what, he called it, didn't he? Because you have been a big contributor early on with great upside, an amazing yard after the catch ability. So I think your coach knew a little something about you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's the guy that got me to Arizona State. So.
Brandon, what do you know about the NFL now that you didn't know before you started taking snaps in this league?
I think just how important every single thing is in terms of preparation and in terms of everything, every single yard on the field, every snap, every play. When they talk about football being a game of inches, it's even more magnified in the National Football League. So I think that was something that I noticed really fast and quickly, and how important every little detail is. So that's the one. That would probably be the main thing that I noticed.
How much about your craft do you think you have down, and how much of it do you think you are still trying to learn?
I think there's just so much more, a lot more. I don't think I'll ever have an answer for that. For me especially, I just feel like there's always more to go get, more to be learned, more to add. So I think it's endless. I think there's a lot more left out there.
I don't know if you heard him say it, but after the game this week, George Kittle talked about loving to play with a bunch of psychopaths, as he put it.
And I think most of us understand him to mean the way a lot of the players, particularly players with the ball in their hands, get after it after the catch. What's it like for you coming in, playing with guys like Debo and Kittle, who sort of set the tone of the play is far from over when the ball enters my hands?
Oh, yeah. I think playing with those two guys especially, and you watch them catch the ball and just go get every single yard and just finish every single run, you have no choice but to do the same thing when you get the football in your hand. So when you're watching film, you don't want to be the person that's getting called out because you didn't finish a run or you left a couple yards out on the field. So I think playing with those two guys makes everybody, when anybody touches the ball, just makes you want to go get those extra yards and just finish every single run and every opportunity you get when you touch football.
Brandon Ayuk joining us here. Damon Radowan-Kolsky, 95.7 The Game. You mentioned the attention to detail that you now have to spend on your game plan and on your craft. Would you share with us, what is one of those details? Is it either in a route that you were running? What were you doing wrong before you corrected it? What is some of the detail that Kyle has asked you to pay attention to?
I think, I wouldn't say there's not just one in particular. I would just say that there's just little things that you pick up on and that you understand, that they talk to you about, but you don't fully understand until it happens. So kind of like the leaving yards out on the field, like just catching a pass, and it could be a difference in you turning, making a full 180 and turn around, or drop stepping and getting vertical up the field. It could be in the difference in making the first. It might be on second down, and instead of it's now second and one, or it's second and 10, and you get 9 yards, and now it's third and one. Instead of it being second to 10, you get 10, and now you have a fresh set of downs. So little things like that, just drop stepping to make sure that you go get that first down.
Who, Brandon, is sharing these details as being important with you most often? Is it the head coach, a position coach, or your teammates?
The crazy thing.
Everybody.
The message is being sent through everybody. You have guys, if there's a play where you're not drop stepping, there's players coming up and telling you about it. In the meeting rooms, you have position coaches telling you about it. And Kyle is saying the same thing as well. So, the message is being echoed throughout the whole team, and everybody's passing it along.
On a week to week basis, you guys have picked up an average of 3 injuries per game. In the room itself, does anybody talk about that ever, or is it considered one of those things that is either a jinx or just something that you accept as part of your fate this year, that, hey, we get guys hurt and it's nobody's fault, it just happens?
I mean, yeah, we know what sport we're playing. Nobody's talking about that. There's no time to talk about that. We have another task up ahead of us, and there's no time to dwell on that. We have people who are in position to help those guys out, and we're praying for those guys, and we're waiting for them to come back, and hoping that they come back as soon as possible and get healthy. But at the end of the day, we have it just continues. We have another task ahead of us this Sunday, so we just you can't play football thinking about things like that.
We always talk a lot about Jimmy Garoppolo in the media, and you know, whether how much we like him, all sorts of nonsense, but it does seem pretty unwavering, the support of him in the locker room. As someone who just came in this year, what in your mind makes him the leader that seems to get the team to respond?
Just every single time when he says something, you can feel it. It's genuine. Just like for example, and it didn't even have to be anything that he says. I think this past game when he broke a tackle, picked up the first down, and had a bunch of energy, that was just kind of just sent throughout the whole team, and we all felt that energy. So whenever he's talking, whenever he does his actions, everything about him, he's just spewing with just leadership, and we love him. We just everything that he adds from a leadership standpoint, we love it. So I know for us, we like when he gets going, and we've been seeing that from him a lot more in these past couple of weeks. So it's exciting when he gets excited.
49ers rookie receiver Brandon Ayuk joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So what have you learned from Deebo Samuel earlier in your career? Because you're both touted as guys who are magic after the catch. How much do you have in common? How much are you guys actually different from each other?
I've learned a lot from Deebo just being here. Just because he's just 1 year removed from me and from his rookie season. So there's a lot of things that he talked to me about that he had to deal with last year, and just in hopes that maybe I won't have to deal with it. So there's a lot of things that he just talks to in terms of scheme, certain players that we're going up against, or certain things that might happen throughout the season to just keep me on the right path. So that off the field, and then on the football field, we're definitely similar in certain ways. He's more of a punishing runner, I would say. But definitely, I feel like we're similar in the ways that we could get the extra yards and the hidden yardage after we catch the football.
What vice versa do you think you have imparted to him or any of the other wide receivers from what you've learned as a player, both at Arizona State and now?
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
You're learning all the time, but you also have things that you've learned. How much of this is actually give and take, where you have ideas that you can share with another wide receiver or a tight end? How much of this is you sharing your knowledge, and how much of it is you absorbing others?
First and foremost, it's always I'm always looking to absorb, so that's the main thing. But at the end of the day, we all play the same position. So I think when I see some in a route, whether it's routes on there, whether it's a route in the game, we all understand the position. We all want to be able to learn and bounce ideas off each other. So if I see something, I'm definitely gonna say something. I know me, Dante, and Richie, we're on the same side. So whenever we're running routes and we see something that we like or see something that we feel like they could do differently to make it better, we're just always talking. We're always just bouncing ideas off of each other, just sharing route running with each other, just because just for us three being on the same side, we all have different qualities in terms of our route running, but we all kind of think the same when it comes to route running. So we just like to talk to each other about it. So I talk to them, and they talk to me. So it's 50-50.
I'm guessing you saw DK Metcalf's play from last week, and you're playing them, you play the same position. How impressive was that to you, and have you ever had one of those sort of chase down tackles on an interception play?
Oh yeah, that was definitely impressive. I saw it on the plane coming back from New England. It was definitely impressive. A lot of people were more impressed by the speed, I was more impressed just by the fact that he went, ran a route, and stopped, and then ran again. So I feel it was more of the will to do it, more than him doing it. That impressed me most.
Brandon Ayuk, you were one of many wide receivers touted in one of the healthier wide receiver drafts we've seen in a really, really long time. There were a lot of first round picks at the position. And much has been made of all the success that rookie receivers from your receiving class are enjoying. Do you feel a brotherhood with these guys in any way, shape, or form? Or is that just like a media creation and every man for himself, for goodness sakes?
As a rookie coming into the league, it's hard. We understand what it's like to be a rookie receiver coming into the National Football League. You kind of get that in a sense, just knowing that what we've gone through. So you feel you're happy for those guys and what they're doing. But at the same time, they still play the same position that we play. So it's still a competition, but definitely happy for those guys seeing success.
Who do you like? who in your class, other than yourself, do you think has got a really good chance to be a hell of a wide receiver? I kind of like Judy.
For me, I have a couple guys I like. Even the other day watching the game, he wasn't one of those bigger name guys, but I just liked watching him the other day when they played the Rams. And Darnell Mooney.
Yeah.
And then another guy that I liked Jefferson from LSU.
Yeah.
Not with the Vikings.
Hey, it was great catching up with you, Brandon. We wish you the very, very best of luck going forward. Do us a favor. Stay healthy. We need somebody to stay healthy the rest of the way. And continued success and good luck to you and your teammates as you're getting ready to go up and play the Seattle Seahawks. Here's the deal. It was great catching up with you, and our friends at Harris Ranch Beef, who sponsor your interview, are giving you 28-ounce USDA prime beef tenderloin steaks. These are the fillets, baby, and we're going to send you 10 pounds of meat. So there you go. I don't know how many more interviews you're going to do in your career where you get 10 pounds of meat at the end of it, but it happens today. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, and appreciate the meat as well.
Thank you very much. Brandon, also presented by MB Jesse Painting, your local Bay Area painting contractor and commercial for residential properties. Visit mbjesse.com today. Brandon Ayuk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.